All right. Well, I want to start things off real quick. Y'all put these on silence, please. I don't like it when, you know, you have distractions and, you know, you're trying to listen to something. And everyone's like, what's that? But oh well. All right. How do y'all know about sin? Everyone? Can anyone tell me what a definition of sin is, or give us a general idea? What do you look?
When you do something bad.
Yeah. Okay.
Like drugs.
All right. Can anyone else name any other sins off for me?
Lying.
Who?
Lying.
That's a good one. Anyone got any else?
Lust.
Killing.
Adultery.
Anyone else?
Envy.
Not obeying your parents.
Obey. Okay. Wow, y'all's pretty good at this stuff, aren't you? All right, basically we're gonna talk about sin tonight. We'll start off with the history of sin. Sin started out whenever Adam and Eve, everyone knows who Adam and Eve are, right? Alright. Well, Adam and Eve, they took a piece of fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And God told them, hey, you may have eaten anything in this place, but not of this one. And they took a bite out of the apple that they got, and sin entered the world, and henceforth, we're born into sin. So we're all born as sinners. Alright. So, actually I need some volunteers. Who mentioned lying? You did? Alright, you want to come up here? Alright. You've been caught lying. Alright. You want to read this or do you want me to read it?
I'll read it.
Alright. You want to start from, you know, right here, you know, just on down to... Wait, is that it? Yeah, that should be it. Alright, so you've been caught lying.
Right.
Yes.
Alright. When they became aware of their sin, the people must bring a young bull as an offering for their sin and present it before the tabernacle. The elders of the community must then lay their hands on the bull's head and slaughter it before the Lord. The high priest will then take some of the bull's blood into the tabernacle, dip his finger in the blood, and sprinkle it 7 times before the Lord in front of the inner curtain. He will then put some of the blood on the horns of the altar for fragrant incense that stands in the Lord's presence inside the tabernacle. He will pour out the rest of the blood at the base of the altar for burnt offerings at the entrance of the tabernacle. Then the priest must remove all the animal's fat and burn it on the altar.
Thank you.
Done?
Yeah. You're dismissed. So what do y'all think about that? Is that pretty gross? Pretty nasty? Have to deal with blood, you know? Think about that every time you told a lie, or if you were to cheat on a test, or, you know, basically, if you were to sin, any little thing, you'd have to take a bull and slit its throat and go through all that. What do y'all think about that? Pretty gross? That's what I thought. And there's... Fear. And that's it for any sin. But, you know, thankfully we don't have to do that no more. You know why? Can anyone answer why? Exactly. In Matthew 5, it says right here, Matthew 5:17, don't be misunderstood why I've come. Says, I did not come to abolish the law of Moses or writings of the prophets. No, I came to accomplish their purpose. I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not even the smallest detail of God's law will disappear until its purpose is achieved. So basically, what Jesus is saying to us is that, you know, he's come, he died on the cross for our sins, he's become the ultimate sacrifice. You know, we no longer have to go to the stable and get a bull. Slice it open. You know, it's just taken care of. And basically all I got for you all night. So, y'all have any ideas, thoughts, suggestions, or questions? No. Just short and sweet to the point. Yeah, I'll go ahead and dismiss this in prayer. Do what? Go ahead. Okay. Sorry. Dear Lord, we thank you for coming together tonight. Lord Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you would protect us this week. Lord Jesus, we go out and that you would watch over us. And Lord Jesus, we pray for this storm that's coming up right now, that you would, that things would not be as bad as everyone says it would be, and that we'll have a great week. Amen.